The Church celebrates each year a special feast in honor of the Most Holy Eucharist. It's called the Feast of Corpus Christi. In most places it's on the Thursday, but in many other places it's also celebrated on a Sunday. And it's a feast where we acknowledge once more with great devotion the gift of the Eucharist. And we have so many things in the Catholic Church that help us to think about how awesome a gift the Eucharist is. We have the celebration of Holy Thursday when we think about the Last Supper, the Feast of Corpus Christi. We have Eucharistic adoration and Eucharistic processions, and we have Mass almost every single day of the year. We have the tabernacle with the vigil lamp that reminds people that the Eucharist is present in the tabernacle. And the reason why we have so many instances of honoring the Eucharist is because Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. At the Last Supper, he took bread and took wine and said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And also in John chapter 6, he refers to himself as the bread of life. And he says that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. And right from the beginning, the Church has celebrated the Eucharist with great devotion. You know, at Mass, often people will bring bread and wine up to the altar for the Holy Mass. Or you'll find bread and wine in the sacristy. And those things, if you were to throw them in the trash, that wouldn't be such a big problem. The only problem there, you'd be throwing away parish property. But when that bread is brought to the altar and the wine brought to the altar and the priest says the words, "This is my body, this is the chalice of my blood," that bread and wine change into the real presence of Jesus. And if you were to throw that away, it would be sacrilegious. It'd be a terrible sin that would incur excommunication. The reason why it would be so is because Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. He's really there. The Eucharist is not merely some symbol. It appears as bread and wine, but it is the true, real, and substantial presence of Jesus Christ the Lord. And for this reason alone, the celebration of the Eucharist is something that we need to have a real sense of amazement towards. It's the greatest gift that God would ever give to us. And Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper. Now you have to understand the context of what was going on around Jesus. When he instituted the Eucharist, the context of all of that was the fact that he was in really big trouble. He was being persecuted by the religious leaders of his time who were anything but religious. They were fake. They hid behind their religious positions and their invocation of God's name, but they weren't following the Lord. And they wanted to destroy Jesus. They wanted his name to be never spoken again of. And Jesus is being persecuted by them. They're going to engineer his trial, his arrest, and his crucifixion. Judas Iscariot is about to betray him and is already hatching plots to betray him. You have so many terrible things going to happen to Jesus the very day after he gives us the gift of the Eucharist. Now, he's in the midst of great trouble. And you would think that his number one thing would be either to fight the trouble or to escape from it. But instead, he makes great effort to bring his apostles to this room that he says is already going to be prepared for us, and they're going to celebrate the Last Supper. And there at the Last Supper, he takes the bread and wine and gives them the gift of the Eucharist, and he tells them to do this in remembrance of him. And if he does this in the midst of such great trouble and turmoil, on the outside it seems that everything's falling apart for him. If he does this gift of the Eucharist in the midst of so much trouble, it means that the Eucharist is really important, very, very important. It's as if he ignored all of that trouble around him and was working on a whole different realm. He's working on redemption, the salvation of souls, bringing God into this world and bringing people to God. And he gives us the Eucharist. There's a lesson in this for us. We can go through times of big trouble in our own lives, and this trouble can come from either our own fault or from the situations around us, the actions or negligences of other people. And our instinctive reaction is to try to either fight the trouble or to escape from it. And Jesus, in giving us the Eucharist, which was given in a situation in his life which seemed like big trouble, is telling us that in the midst of our own trouble, we have to see the Eucharist as the source of our strength, our victory, and our peace and happiness. We often don't see this. We want to either fight our problems or escape from them. If we just want to fight, then we end up becoming angry all the time. And you can see people like this, where it seems like every day they're fighting something. They're always fighting something. That's not a good way to live. Or we can try to escape from our trouble. And people do this through things such as, you know, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, or pornography, or addiction to video games, or, you know, always going to text messages and being like living inside their smartphone or their iPad or something. It's like they're escaping, they're trying to escape from their trouble. Well, the answer is the Eucharist, devotion to the Eucharist. And we have to see that in the face of trouble, whatever it is, in face of sorrow or suffering or pain, or situations which make us feel that life's not going the way we think it should, our number one response is devotion to the Eucharist, because that is Jesus Christ Himself. He is the Lord. If you're in Him, you have nothing to be afraid of. And the Eucharist is actually the greatest gift that God would give to us. I remember when I was kind of a teenager, in my late teens, a little bit before that, I would go to Mass, and I kind of had mixed feelings about going to Mass. I wasn't sure what it was about, and I knew it had something to do with the Catholic religion, and but I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But I always felt a sense of peace when I had gone to Mass. And when I was at Mass, I had this kind of interior sense that everything in the world was okay, no matter what was going on in the world. When I was at Mass, I was like, everything's all right. Well, I didn't know at the time what it was, but it was the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Years later, I discovered that. I realized that what the Mass was about was this gift of the presence of God in everybody's life. Jesus says that He gives us His peace. He says, "Peace be with you." And I began to experience that little by little when I attended Mass. And we want to have this understanding of the real presence of Jesus. It's an understanding that is confronted by the limitedness of our minds, because we're trying to ponder an infinite reality. Our minds can't quite get our minds around it. But we want to have an appreciation and a faith in the real presence of Jesus. I once read a survey about 10 years ago that said that probably most Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. That's a big problem, because He is present in the Eucharist. When you go to Mass and a Catholic priest celebrates the Mass, that bread and that wine become the body, blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is present. I am convinced that the reason why someone would not go to Mass is because they don't believe in the real presence, or perhaps they've never been taught it. Jesus is really present in the Eucharist of the Catholic Church, His body, His blood, His soul, and divinity. And because He's present in His divinity, we receive the fullness of the mystery of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in Eucharistic communion. Now, one thing that we don't often think about the Eucharist is that when we come to communion, not only do we receive Jesus Christ the Lord, but He receives us. That happens when we come to communion. And this is the reason why we want to try to make sure that we're living in a way pleasing to God, that we're living a life free from sin, we're living in a state of grace. If we need to go to confession, then we go to confession. And how do we know if we need to go to confession? If we've committed some serious sin, if we've committed some sin against one of the commandments, we have to go to confession. Why? Think about this. Jesus is receiving us when we go to communion. So we want to give to Him the best version of ourselves. We want to make sure that our soul is ready, that our soul is open to accepting the real presence of Jesus in our life. Jesus gives Himself to us in all of His goodness, His purity, His light, and His truth. And we've got to try to move in that direction in our own lives when we give ourselves to Him in Eucharistic communion. So this idea that in communion, not only do we receive the Lord Jesus, but He receives us, shows to us that Eucharistic communion is about a living relationship to Christ. It's not just going to Mass and taking communion. It's going to Mass to have this relationship to Christ, to enter once more into this living relationship with the Lord Jesus. And when people try to, you know, doubt church teaching on various issues, on anything, and they try to change church teaching, and they want to just say, well, everybody take communion and don't feel bad about it, and you don't have to turn away from any kind of sin, and there really is no sin, and this thing that the church official teaching says is a sin really isn't, and you don't have to go to confession anyway, and you know, there's no need to acknowledge your own failings before God. You don't have to do that. Just go to communion. What they're missing is the relationship to Christ of Eucharistic communion, that we receive Him and He receives us. They're just focusing on going and taking communion, and that's it. For them, the Mass is just about going up to receive communion. But we don't want to fall into this trap. We want to be faithful to the teachings of the Gospel and the teachings of the Church so that we can enter always in a ready fashion and more deeply into this relationship to Christ. He is truly present in the Eucharist. And when we live this relationship day by day in Eucharistic communion, we become more and more one with the Lord Jesus. The other thing that this gift of Christ does to us is it imposes upon us a really big responsibility. We have got to live in a manner consistent with our Eucharistic communion. This is a big problem. People will receive communion and they'll want to receive communion. They'll feel that Christ really is present. They say they believe in His real presence. And yet, once they leave the church, they totally forget about it. Imagine if we receive communion and then we go about our daily lives. We immediately delve into a life of anger and lust and arrogance and gluttony and, you know, lying and belittling people and doing all kinds of sinful things, then what we're doing is, by our actions, we're saying we don't really believe in this living relationship to Christ. We really don't believe in the real living encounter with Christ in the Eucharist. It's like we say we believe in Jesus, we believe He's really present in the Eucharist, that we've received Him, but our actions say we don't really believe in His real presence, or we don't care about it. We got to watch out for that. If we come to communion, we have to live in a way consistent with that living relationship to Christ. The other thing I want to say is that when we come to communion at Mass, we have to exercise great care of the Eucharist. We don't want to drop the Eucharist. Sometimes at Mass, people will drop the Eucharist by accident. And we don't want to do that. We have to be careful. You know, when I learned the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, one of the things I encountered was the practice of people receiving communion, kneeling down and on the tongue. And in the beginning, I didn't quite understand what the big deal was about that. I could see exteriorly that it seemed to be a greater posture of reverence, of, you know, humility before Jesus in the Eucharist. But over time, I realized, especially in my work as a parish priest, that it's a way to really care for the Eucharist. Because people would go up to the altar rail or to the kneeler, they would kneel down, they'd stop moving around, and then they would receive communion on the tongue, and they would consume the Blessed Sacrament, and then they would get up and leave. So they weren't really moving around that much. And I began to realize that that practice was done really not so much to make people feel little, although we should feel little before the mystery of God, but it was done to care for the Eucharist. It's a very good practice. Anyway, when people come to Mass and receive communion on the hand, sometimes I've noticed in different parishes, it's like they're in a race, they're rushing. They're thinking about the line behind them, and they're trying to move along. And what happens is they'll take communion in their hand, And then they'll quickly start walking away because they're trying to get away from the line behind them. Then they'll start looking around to make sure they don't bump into anyone. And it's like all of a sudden they forget the Eucharist is right there in their hand. And they're walking away, then they take the host. And sometimes they stumble with it and they drop it. We shouldn't do that. We should slow down, and we come to communion. We should, if you receive on the hand, you should take the host on your hand, pause and take the host, put it in your mouth, and then walk away. Or another thing that happens is we have this practice of making an act of reverence toward the Eucharist before we consume the Blessed Sacrament. People will bow before the Eucharist and then take the host, or they'll genuflect and, you know, receive communion. But what happens sometimes is people will make their act of reverence while the host, the real presence of Jesus, is put in their hands. So they'll take communion and then they'll start to bow. And what's happening is as they bow, their hands are starting to go downward and angle downward. And the host is going to slide right off their hand. And you got to watch out for that too. So be very careful how you receive communion. The reason behind it is the Eucharist is the greatest treasure we have. It's the real presence of Jesus. We want to exercise great care in Eucharistic communion. And we have to live in this Eucharistic consistent way, a way that shows that we believe that Jesus is really there. And so, brothers and sisters, as the Church celebrates each day, if you think about it, the Feast of Corpus Christi at every Mass, but in a special way, as we celebrate this Feast of Corpus Christi and really think about the impact of it, we should allow this day to give us a Eucharistic amazement, a sense of wonder and awe at the real presence of Jesus. He's really there in the Eucharist. He really is. Whether we believe it or not, He is there, and He's there because He loves us. In the Eucharist, the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, becomes one with us. He becomes our contemporary friend. He's with us. He walks with us in our life's journey. May we, by our fidelity to the Holy Gospel, always walk with the Lord Jesus.